TJ Hicks, who's here to tell us about a charity ball that she's organising for a wonderful charity. TJ, hello and welcome to Phoenix FM.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for inviting me in today. Thank you so much.
No, yeah. We've been having a bit of fun and I've been dying to ask you. I've got to ask you the first question. It's more important than anything else. What is your name? I've been dying to ask you for the last 10 minutes.
When you said you were going to ask, I was going to make something up. So I was going to say like Tallulah or something, but no, it's Tracy.
Is it? Oh. Tracy's just as exotic as Tallulah. Yes. TJ.
Yes. Yeah, it's Tracy Jacqueline.
My
name.
I'm
loving
that, yeah.
But my working name is TJ, so it always TJ. Sounds a bit wrong when you say that. But yeah.
No, it sounds really good. But I'll always call you Tallulah now.
Yes,
that's
please.
It. It's in my head. Now, TJ, Tallulah, can you tell us about the charity ball? Because it's only I know who it's in aid of.
Yeah.
Can you tell us? It's a wonderful charity.
It is a wonderful charity. And I think when you raise money for anything to do with children, it gets your heart, doesn't it? You know, being a mum myself, there for the grace of God go I, you know, and we're raising money for Little Havens Hospice. And a few months ago, I went to an afternoon lunch, charity lunch that was organised by Lord Rose and met the lady in charge of the charity there, Tanya, and her friend Wendy, that came along from there. And I was just inspired. I have like a community, TJ and Friends. Right. We always look in for charities to raise money for, etc. And so thought, why don't we do a Christmas ball, do you know? And it's Jane Bond and James Bond and, you know, get a bit glammed up,
love
raise
that.
Loads of money.
Love all that. Love a tie.
Yeah.
So you've done them before, obviously.
Yeah, done them for lots of different things. So, you know, during lockdown, the community raised, we raised over $5,000 for Alzheimer's research, you know, just by walking. You know, that's what everybody needed to do. So why not do it? Get people motivated. We've raised money. A lady in our community has bone cancer. So we raised £1,000 for that. We've already raised £2,000 for Little Havens just by doing, you know, community things. You know, people are always up for helping other people, you know, at our community. So,
You are a local girl yourself.
I am, yes.
Yeah. Tell by the accent, to be fair.
Does it give it away?
Yeah. Even though your name doesn't suit the area, Tallulah doesn't kind of fit.
No, I know.
But then my...
Yeah, I'm a North London girl. So, yes, but, no, it's lovely for the, you know, for our local community, you know, Essex as well. I know a lot of people take care of Little Havens, but it is all self-funded as well. Yeah. Do you know, this isn't something that's getting a lot of government funded. And I know there's a lot of other charities out there like that. Mm. And one of our community, Sherry, she lost her beautiful son to cancer, you know, and she's already bought a table for our event, table of 10. Yeah. I think she was one of the first ones. I've got to get in there and support it, you know, because, you know, it's paying it forward, isn't it? You know, and a lot of us are very lucky to not have poorly children, but you know, what if, you know? We're just doing what we can,
because a lot of these sort of the hospices especially as well, that a lot of people think that it's all played by the government.
Absolutely.
But it isn't. A huge amount, there's like sometimes it's 80% has to be raised by, so they've got a full-time fundraiser essentially a lot of the time as well,
and it's taking care of the parents as well, isn't it, you know, because
and
it does give them respite
and things, right?
Absolutely. And Little Havens does all of that. And as I say, there's lots of charities all over the country doing it. So, you know, I would suggest to other people, do a walk, do something. Do you know, everyone can get involved. It doesn't take a lot. And I think when we raised the $2,000, I was sort of, oh, hope that's enough. Do you know, and they were so grateful, do you know, for anything. So it doesn't matter, even if you only raise £100, something like that, you know. Every charity that's local to you, that's taking care of other people, will be grateful for that.
Yeah, because it's based in Rayleigh, but it covers the whole of Essex as well, isn't it? And it's like, and when you say the word babies as well, it's supporting babies. You just can't get your head around that.
Yeah, it just makes you all tingly, doesn't it? It's just like, oh my gosh, you know. So, and as I say, I personally have not had that experience, thank God, you know. But if I can help someone, you know, a woman, man, family members going through that, then yeah, I'll give up my time to do that. And you know, it's not hard, is it, to go get dressed up, put on a ball, you know. It's one night out of my life to help others.
Yeah, because they have a saying, don't they? Is it make every day count or something like that?
And it's by their symbol's a butterfly as well, which is always about transformation. Yeah, you know, sure. so that also like touches my heart that's how they look at it. You know, and they do the smiles on those beautiful kids. You know, the videos you get to watch, which you'll get to see if you come along to our ball. You'll get to watch a video of the children. You know, and it is. I always think it's amazing how children, especially that are going through something like that, inspire the adults, don't they? Because they've always got a smile on your face. And I'm sure if it was one of us, we'd be sitting there, you know, like a grumpy old girl, sort of like, oh, this is happening to me. And the kids are just living that moment and living through that moment. And that's very special.
So you can actually see what you're giving to as well, right? It just means so much more.
Yeah, it does.
So what can people expect if they were to come along?
It is kind of like a fancy ball, you know, get dressed up, get
your
suit.
You're even sitting up all prim and proper now as well.
Yes, I am.
You're going to pronounce all your T's properly as well, aren't you?
Oh, probably not for long. But no, we're doing like a drinks reception. We've got a lovely company that's come along to do a silent auction, so you can win, you can bid on like weekends away, all sorts of things.
So
we've got some really like posh prizes. We also have a signed picture from none other Paul Weller, who supported us last time as well. He always supports our charities.
Oh, does he?
He's amazing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I have to give a shout out to him. Yeah. And and other celebrities as well that we're getting photographs of, you know, to auction off. And we also have, very unusually, our kind of celebrities, if you like, are two very strong ladies. So we have Andrea Thompson, who has been one of the world's strongest women, is coming along, and Lucy Unders, who has just broken the record, the deadlift record. She just lifted 700 pounds at the week.
I know.
That's like, it's just mad, absolutely mad. But those two ladies are involved in strong man, strong woman. Yeah. My son is a strong man. Yeah. So they're coming along to help. So you'll get to meet very strong girls, a few strong blokes, and but really, it is about enjoying the evening as well. Do you know, and knowing that there's a raffle as well. We've got a raffle going on. We've got if any local businesses would like to donate anything to our raffle,
still do that.
Absolutely,
can they now,
yes, please.
Oh, sorry, Tallulah. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Tallulah would like some raffle prizes, please. No, anything, and we've got a lovely brochure going out. So obviously, you would get the advertising from that, you know. So but every penny that we make, you know, we're lucky. We've got a DJ that's donating for free. Oh, everyone is kind of doing everything for nothing.
I love the community when they come together.
So
right?
do I. Oh, so wow. do I. And hopefully we want to raise at least $5,000, you know. So and everyone was saying, who's going to be like your MC on the night? Who's going to be doing this? Well, it's going to be me, because I've done it before to people that have been in my audiences, and I was sort of like, well, you've got a lot of money, so this is all we need, you know. I ended up getting an anonymous donation of €30,000 out of somebody just because I pointed him out.
Really nice one.
So I know we don't have checkbooks anymore, but we do have a card machine. So the charity has a card machine. Yeah. We can take your money. Don't worry. So, but just a celebration as well.
But even if you've not got a lot of money, but you just want to go along and pay for the evening yourself, you can do that, sit down. You don't have to buy raffle tickets if you don't want to. It's about just coming along.
Absolutely. Really. Orsett Hall, where we're running the event, give us a great deal on the evening. You know, we're doing a drinks reception with them. You get a 3-course meal.
Oh, drinks reception.
Yes, I know. That
should
have
led with that.
7 o'clock. Joe will be there from 7 till 8, and then we go in for the dinner. But no, you get, they've given us such a good deal. So your £95 for your ticket is already giving an awful lot of money to charity. So if that's what you can afford, because I know times are hard at the moment, aren't they? They really are, really are hard. So we just appreciate anything that you can do.
And so if people can't dress up as Bond, which would be very disappointed, but they don't have to go along as the Bond dress up, do they?
No,
have to?
No, just I put James and Jane Bond people just get their you know, their good clothes out, you know, like their sparkles or whatever. Exactly. So men in suits and jackets, you know, and girls in dresses. I kind of said, like, think cocktail, you know, so that's all good. But one of my friends was like, oh, James Bond, I'll do him. But then he was sort of like, there is a scene, and I will be careful how I say because of the time of day, where Daniel Craig is tied to a chair. So he was like, what about that outfit? And I was like, no, clothes are not an option. They are definitely needed.
That might disappoint one or two of the listeners.
It could do. So I apologise if that disappointed you.
But you have loads going on for the evenings. There's raffle, there's loads of stuff going in.
Yeah.
And if any local businesses would like to take part by helping out with the raffle prizes and that, they've still got time to do that.
Yes.
It's taking place when?
On the 25th of November.
At Allsit Hall, which is brilliant. That's on a Saturday as well, which is a brilliant night. The midweek ones are difficult sometimes for a lot of people.
Yes, definitely.
So we've still got time to save up for them as well. What about food-wise, though? If there is any, can people get in touch with you if they've got some dietary requirements
Absolutely.
And things like that?
Yeah, the hall of catering for everybody. Do you know, we've got a few vegans in our community, so we're always aware. You know, I think you have to be aware nowadays of allergies and things like that.
Brilliant stuff. So they can get hold of you beforehand.
Absolutely. Yes.
And where can we get hold of you?
So we're selling the tickets via my website, which is www.tjhiggs.com. And if you want to email, it's events@tjhiggs.com. You can get hold of me on any of those.
Brilliant stuff.
Yeah.
Listen, I can't wait. Do you know what? I'm going to look to see if I'm actually free in November on that day, because it does sound fun. And I do love a bit of James Bond when people dress up. I do love that. Yeah. Thanks again, because the charity ball in aid of Little Hay, and it's such a brilliant charity.
It is.
And like, if we can just all go along, and again about community, just like the radio, right?
Absolutely.
All supporting each other.
Absolutely, that's what it's all about.
And thank you, Tracy, as well. I've actually called you by your right name. Thank you for doing this as well, because it does take an awful lot of work, doesn't it?
Yes, it definitely does.
Well, how long have you been preparing for this, though?
Since April, because I just got it in my head. Yeah, I know. My husband's like, can you stop doing these things? I'm like, no.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
No, I'll never stop doing things like this, because it just, you know, if you've got some time, what you give out, you pay it forward. I've been helped in the past, you know, by charities in my younger years. So if I can give back, I'm in a position I can, I will.
Love
you
that.
Know. Yeah.
Listen, I did ask you as well, didn't I, Tracy?
Yep.
What song would you like? I know what it is, but would you like to introduce it as you're going to introduce the ball?
I love Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls. So it's one of my favourite songs. And I think it has great lyrics as well. If you listen to the lyrics, it's perfect. So thank you.
Thanks so much for coming along, Tracy.
Thanks, Joe.
And come back again soon.
Definitely.